In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my heart had no song and my heart was all gone, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word His promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I see my God do. He's been faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, He's proved faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to Him, He is waiting with open arms, and I see once again He's been faithful to me. Back, His love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful to me. Though in my heart I have questioned,
all right, what we're going to do, we're going to do something a little different. Brother Jim and Brother Ross, why don't you come up here? We are going to, we did this a few years ago. We're going to let, I want, these guys have been here quite a while.
Cada uno de los que están aquí han estado bastante tiempo.
So I'm going to have each of them speak for 5 minutes on a different subject, why they're thankful for it.
Bueno, voy a dejar que cada uno de los que están liderazgo van a hablar por 5 minutos un tópico.
Brother Pichardo, how long have you been here? Too long. Yeah. He came when he was in the nursery too, but he was revived here through our church. 2003.
I can't. Él llegó aquí el 2003.
Es verdad. Está oriendo. Okay. Brother Vatana was reached through our church, been here, and was raised here.
Hermano Vatana fue alcanzado por nuestra iglesia por un buen tiempo ya.
We didn't do a really good job with him, but we're working on it.
Todavía estamos trabajando con él para acabar de terminarlo.
Brother Chim was reached through our church, grew up here.
Hermano Chim también fue alcanzado y creció en la iglesia.
Brother Ross came as a young teenager.
Hermano Ross llegó como un joven.
91. He was like 30.
Ya tiene 30.
Joseph grew up here.
Joseph nació aquí.
Brother Coppa, you've been here, you have your Spanish anniversary in a few weeks, right? Is that 17 years?
18.
You've been here 18 years. He's been a great, great blessing. So thank you, Brother Coppa. And so, These six guys, now Brother Compa is going to go last, and he has to interpret for himself, okay? So good luck with that, right? So here's the order. Brother Vaught's going to come up, then Brother Chim, then Brother Joseph, Brother Pichardo, then Brother Ross, and then Brother Compa. 5 minutes, let's just stick to that. But I just want you to hear from these guys. They've been a great blessing to our church. Brother Vaught, I think you're first.
All right, I get to go first.
Tengo el privilegio de ir primero. Slowly, brother.
It's going to be really hard doing this.
Let's try. I'll stop you.
All right. If you were rich
bus ministry, si usted fue alcanzado a través del ministerio de autobús,
stand up, please.
Pues póngase de pie.
Si fue alcanzado por el
ministerio de autobús.
All right. If you're in a balcony, same as well. If you reach through the bus ministry,
allá en el balcón, también atrás, póngase de pie si fue alcanzado por el ministerio de autobús.
All right. If you serve in a bus ministry currently,
si ahora trabaja en el ministerio de autobús.
Stay standing, everybody who's got reach. If you used to serve in the bus ministry from the time we started till now, stand up, please.
Si antes servía en el ministerio de autobús desde que comenzamos, póngase de pie.
All right. So every single one of you that's standing right now, nothing against the ones sitting down. Praise the Lord, you guys have been amazing. But the ones that standing, I speak on the behalf of you.
Ustedes que están de pie, y voy a hablar por causa de ustedes.
All right, let's, you may be seated.
Puede tomar asiento.
So my story is a lot like your story.
Mi historia es como su historia.
I was reached through the bus ministry.
Yo fui alcanzado a través del ministerio de autobús.
I serve in the bus ministry.
Serví en el ministerio de autobús.
So it all started out with Brother Board.
Todo comenzó con el hermano Board
picking me up in Iowa.
Recogiéndome en Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Allá en Des Moines.
On the bus.
En el autobús.
With my brothers and sisters, all four of us.
Con mi hermano y mis hermanas.
And praise the Lord for the bus ministry.
Y gloria a Dios por el ministerio de autobús.
The bus ministry is the reason why I'm saved today.
El ministerio de autobús es la razón por la cual hoy soy salvo.
Of course, it's Christ.
Claro, es Cristo.
But God used the bus ministry.
Pero Dios usó el ministerio de autobús.
The bus ministry got me into the Christian school.
El ministerio de autobús me ayudó a entrar a la escuela cristiana.
Got me to Bible college.
Me animó a estar en el colegio bíblico.
Got me the wife I got today.
Me llevó a tener la esposa que tengo.
The kids I have today.
Los hijos que tengo hoy.
The family I have.
La familia que tengo.
And the ministry I have.
Y el ministerio que sirvo.
And especially it got to me to the church where I'm at today.
Y claro, a la iglesia en la cual estoy sirviendo hoy.
So the bus ministry, it plays a big part in my life, just as too many of you who just stood up.
Así que el ministerio de autobús ha tomado una gran parte de mi vida como en la suya.
What I'm thankful for is this, that we still have the bus ministry after 31 years.
Lo que tengo agradecimiento es que todavía tenemos autobuses o ministerio después de 31 años.
I wasn't originally on a bus.
No estaba antes en el autobús.
I was in the back of a trunk.
Estaba, me traían a mí atrás en una cajuela.
And a truck.
En una troca.
With a hood on or a cover.
Con una cubierta.
How many of you remember that those trucks that used to come into the church?
¿Se acuerdan esas trocas que antes venían?
We used to have 11 or 12 of us in the back of a truck coming into church.
Traíamos a 11 o 12 atrás de la troca cubierta.
At the church there in Raymond and Anaheim.
Allá en la iglesia en Raymond and Anaheim. I'm finishing. I'm trying to finish.
Used to be a big dip, so when the truck came in, it would scratch the whole parking lot coming through.
Y venía cuando entraba el parqueadero, este elemento raspaba todo el pavimento porque venían bastantes.
And Pastor Esposito.
Y Pastor Esposito.
Would say that's the public school ministry.
Y decía ese es el ministerio de escuela pública.
And God's been good, amen.
Dios ha sido bueno.
And I remember being in the back of Brother Nate's trunk in a car.
Nunca he estado atrás en la cajuela del carro del hermano Nate.
He wasn't on staff then, so.
Todavía no estaba como líder.
And he used to pick me up for church.
Me recogía a la iglesia.
Me, eat,
me llevaba a comer.
And preach the Bible to me.
Me predicaba la palabra de Dios.
I remember Brother Chim as well.
Me acuerdo hermano Chim también.
Teaching junior church at like, I think he was like 7th grade.
Enseñando iglesia de niños como el séptimo grado.
And I remember Brother Josh Esposito.
Hermano Esposito Josh.
The very first time I met him, I was in 6th grade.
Cuando primeramente lo conocí, estaba en sexto grado.
And Brother Esposito taught our class that day.
Y ese día, hermano Esposito enseñó
nuestra
clase.
And he taught on tilling the ground.
Y habló sobre mover la tierra.
And these are just memories, and there's more other memories as well.
Y todos son memorias solamente.
But one thing that stuck out to me.
Pero una cosa que se me quedó.
Was when we had our I wouldn't say it was a church split, but our church changed our name and many people left.
Cuando nuestra iglesia cambió de nombre y por causa del nombre gente se fue de la iglesia.
So our adult ministry here, all the adults, there were probably only 2 or 3 rows.
Me acuerdo que en la asistencia de la iglesia era más unos cuantos adultos, 2-3 filas.
So Pastor Esposito decided on let's hold off on the bus ministry for a while.
Y Pastor Esposito decidió parar un poquito el autobús.
So we can build up the adult ministry.
Para levantar los adultos.
And then after the adult ministry grew,
y una vez el ministerio de adultos creció, el ministerio autobús volvió a salir.
And we raised up for one bus, we raised money by collecting cans.
Y levantamos botes para colectar dinero para comprar un autobús.
That first bus, I believe it cost us $1,500.
Creo que $1,500 costó el primer autobús.
And now last week we had 186.
Y el año tuvimos 186.
So we had two new adults come to church today from one of the routes.
Y de una de las rutas dos adultos nuevos vinieron hoy.
As you can see, the church is filled.
Pueden ver la iglesia está llena.
After 31 years,
después de 31 años,
after that problem that happened,
hasta después del problema que pasó,
and then the bus ministry after it started back up,
y de una vez cuando se levantó,
and the churches are filled,
y ahora la iglesia está llena.
So for me is one thing that stuck out to me was this.
Una cosa que se quedó en mí.
The bus ministry wasn't put at the bottom.
El ministerio de autobús no fue puesto hasta abajo.
It was put back to the top.
Fue puesto otra vez hasta arriba.
And that's where God's heart is.
Y ahí es donde está el corazón de Dios.
So one thing I want to explain to you is I am so grateful for the bus ministry.
Una de las cosas que quiero hacer bien claro es que estoy bien agradecido por el ministerio de autobús.
Because it's the heart of our church.
Porque es el corazón de nuestra iglesia.
It's the heart of our pastor.
Y el corazón de nuestro pastor.
And to many of you, it's the heart of you.
Y para muchos es el corazón de ustedes también.
I wouldn't have what I have today.
No tuviera lo que tengo hoy en día.
I wouldn't get to do what I get to do today.
No haría lo que tengo que hacer hoy.
So how many of you agree that the bus ministry is something to be grateful about?
¿Cuántos creen están de acuerdo que el ministerio de autobús tiene que estar orgullosos?
Don't ever stop.
No pare.
This is 31 years.
Eso es 31 años.
You're going to hear different things from the men here.
Van a oír diferentes cosas de los hombres de aquí.
And they'll be grateful for what they're going to talk about.
Y van a estar agradecidos de lo que van a hablar.
But I guarantee you, in their heart, the bus ministry.
Pero les garantizo que dentro de su corazón, el ministerio de autobús siempre tiene un lugar especial.
So the bus ministry to many of you.
Para ustedes, el ministerio de autobús.
If you haven't experienced the heart of God yet.
Si no han experimentado el corazón de Dios.
Jump on board.
Súbase un autobús
for the next 31 years.
Para los siguientes 31 años.
Ones that's faithful right now.
Sea fiel.
Stay on board for 31 more years.
Y siga fiel usted que sirve ahorita.
Ones that are say, man, I used to be on the in the bus ministry.
Decir antes yo estaba en el autobús.
Get back on board.
Súbase otra vez.
For 31 more years.
Por 31 años más.
This church will get to 62 years.
Este año con la ayuda de Dios va a llegar a 62
would
años.
Would you be in the bus ministry?
Para seguir en el autobús.
And would you be grateful like myself?
Para tener agradecimiento como yo.
And the rest of them.
Y los demás.
Thank you so much.
Gracias.
Wow, that was very good. I enjoyed it all the way until the part where I had to commit to something for 31 years. Good night.
Todo estaba bien hasta que tengo que hacer un compromiso otra vez por 31 años más.
I hope that you guys are going to sign that contract as well, all right?
Hey, no olviden llenar el contrato otra vez.
This afternoon, I want to share why I am thankful for Pacific Baptist Church's investment in education.
Quiero darle gracias porque el tema es agradecimiento por la educación cristiana de nuestra iglesia.
Our church has the great opportunity of having a Christian school and a Bible college.
Nuestra iglesia tiene un gran privilegio y es de tener una escuela cristiana y un colegio bíblico.
Most churches don't get to do that.
La mayoría de iglesias no tienen ese privilegio.
And I want to give you a couple points as to why education is so important.
Y quiero darle varios puntos al por qué la educación cristiana es bien importante.
And why I'm thankful Pacific Baptist Church and her members have invested in education.
Y porque tengo una gratitud ante la iglesia y ante los miembros que han invertido en ella.
First of all, number one, education. I'm thankful for Pacific Baptist's investment in education because the right education is important.
Primeramente tengo agradecimiento a la iglesia, a los miembros, porque La correcta educación es importante.
I'm going to read verses, Brother Compa, so I don't know if you want to. I'm just going to do it very quickly here. Proverbs 4:13, the Bible says, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, for she is thy life. Instruction is important, right? Everything that we do, everything that we're a part of has instruction.
Las instrucciones es importante. Todo en esta vida, todo lo que hacemos tiene instrucciones.
1 Corinthians 10:31, the Bible says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, and that includes going to school and having an education, do all to the glory of God.
Todo lo que hagamos, hablando en parafrasear el versículo, habla sobre todo lo que se haga, aún hablando de la escuela, es importante y se haga para la honra y gloria de Dios.
The right education is important because it teaches knowledge.
La correcta educación es importante porque enseña el correcto pensamiento.
I am limited as to what I can do based on my knowledge of what I can
Tengo una limitación en cuanto a lo que sé o conozco, pero es importante la educación correcta.
As every good Christian, after reading my Bible this morning, I had a food video on.
Como buen cristiano, después de leer mi Biblia, estaba viendo un video.
I was watching that food video with my son. I think they were roasting a whole lamb.
Estaba viendo un video de cocina. Estaban, creo que, cocinando.
And my son was watching me. He goes, Dad, I want you to make that for me.
Y dijo, mientras estaban cocinando en el video, dijo mi hijo, papi, yo quiero que tú cocines eso para mí.
And I told him, I said, son, I don't know how to do that.
Y le dije, hijo, no sé cómo cocinar eso.
We are limited by what we know.
Somos limitados por lo que sabemos.
But the right education teaches knowledge.
La correcta educación enseña conocimiento.
The right education teaches wisdom.
La correcta educación enseña sabiduría.
That's the big difference between a Christian school and a public education.
Y esa es la diferencia entre la escuela cristiana y la escuela pública.
You know, you can learn math, you can learn English.
Puedes aprender matemática e inglés.
But the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing.
Pero la Biblia dice que la sabiduría es algo principal en la vida.
I don't want my kids just to be smart, but I want them to be wise.
Yo no quiero que mis hijos nomás sean inteligentes, quiero que sepan lo que tienen que hacer.
Being smart doesn't keep a marriage together necessarily.
Simplemente ser inteligente no mantiene un matrimonio casados.
But being wise does.
Pero con la sabiduría correcta sí.
It also teaches discipline and character.
También enseña disciplina y carácter.
You know, the things that I have needed in my life as a 37-year-old in ministry.
¿Sabe lo que yo he necesitado como un hombre de 37 años en el ministerio es?
Include discipline and character.
Incluye disciplina y carácter.
I didn't like the discipline and character building in school.
No me gustaba la disciplina y el carácter durante escuela.
But my life is easier now because of what I learned in the
Pero
right education.
Hoy en día mi vida es más fácil porque adopté esas dos cosas al principio.
All right, so the right education is important. The wrong education can be dangerous.
La incorrecta enseñanza puede ser peligrosa.
And you can paraphrase this. Colossians 2:8, the Bible says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
Solamente hablando de parafrasear, habla el versículo sobre tener cuidado con las diferentes filosofías que hay en el mundo.
A casual understanding of the Bible, we understand that one of the most important things we must guard is our mind.
Una de las cosas que se nos ha enseñado en la Biblia es guardar nuestra mente.
You can own a Bible, you can go to church.
Puede usted tener una Biblia e ir a la iglesia.
But if your mind is exposed to corrupt teaching,
pero si tu mente está expuesta a una enseñanza corrupta,
your mind will be corrupt.
Tu mente será corrupta.
The Bible also says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Dice la Biblia, no os conforméis a este siglo, renovaos bajo la renovación de vuestro entendimiento.
If we are not careful, the wrong education can conform our minds to the world.
Si no tenemos cuidado, la incorrecta educación nos puede hacer una mente a la sociedad.
And if Pacific Baptist Church did not invest in our school and our college, we would not be able to have a place to send our children to protect their minds.
Y si no tuviera la iglesia, una escuela, un colegio bíblico, entonces no tuviéramos lugar donde mandar a nuestros hijos a cuidar esa mente correcta.
And then lastly here, I'm thankful for PBC's investment in education because the right education can secure the future of our church.
También le estoy agradecido acuerdo con la iglesia por la educación, porque la correcta educación mantiene a nuestra educación, nuestra iglesia fuerte para el futuro.
The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Dice la Biblia, instruye al niño en su camino, y cuando fuere viejo, no se apartará de él.
Now, as I mentioned before, this verse does not mean that your children will be perfect if you teach them right.
Ese versículo no significa que tus hijos van a ser perfectos si los enseñas correctamente.
However, if we put our children in the right education system in school and at home,
pero si ponemos a nuestros hijos en una educación correcta en casa y en la escuela,
it will always remain in their heart.
Mantendrán eso en sus corazones.
And in most cases, they will stay as contributing members of Pacific Baptist Church.
Y muchas veces se quedarán como gente productiva en la iglesia.
I was looking around this morning and I saw Oscar come up here fixing the microphones.
Estaba viendo una mañana a Oscar venir y arreglar los micrófonos.
Thank God we had the privilege of investing in him in our schools.
Gloria a Dios, tuvimos el privilegio de invertir en nuestra escuela, en la vida de él.
As I look back there and see the two strong, buff young men, Sammy and Sean.
Y volteé atrás, miré a los dos hombres fuertes, flacos.
They are, I didn't mean to lie behind the microphone there, the pulpit, but they are running our PA.
Corriendo el sistema de sonido.
Brother Jeremy, as well, he is a product of our school.
Hermano Jeremy, él también es un producto de la escuela cristiana.
Brother Joseph does a phenomenal job in many ministries in the church, is a product of the education.
Hermano
that Pacific
Joseph,
Baptist.
Que hace bastante en la escuela y en la iglesia, es producto de la educación de nuestra iglesia.
Brother Vatana.
Mano Vatana.
He's here, just kidding.
Aquí está nomás.
He's a product. Brother Ross is a product.
Mano Ross es producto.
Now, Brother Pachardo came a little bit later,
Mano
amen.
Pachardo vino más tarde.
But he would have been a product.
Pero también hubiera sido un buen producto.
Okay. I'm glad that in eighth grade I got to come to Pacific Baptist School and it has helped my life immensely.
Me da gusto que en el octavo año vine y fui instruido y ha ayudado mi vida increíblemente.
We have 23 staff members in the school and many in the college, and many of them have gone through our school system.
Tenemos 23 que trabajan en la iglesia y en la escuela, y todos ellos estuvieron enseñados a través de nuestra escuela.
I took a look at the nursery workers and the children's ministries.
Miré nuestras guarderías, nuestras iglesias de niños.
Many of them have been through our education system.
Muchos de ellos están entrando y pasando a través de la educación correcta de nuestra iglesia.
And by the way, some people will knock a Christian education. Some people will criticize the Christian education.
Algunos van a criticar la educación cristiana.
But if you look in plain sight, many that have gone through our school system are helping to keep our church going forward.
Si ha visto a muchos que han pasado por la educación de nuestra iglesia, están ayudando a otros a seguir adelante.
I hope that we will continue to invest in Pacific Baptist School and the Bible College.
Quiero que sigamos invirtiendo en la escuela y en la educación cristiana
and
de
as,
nuestra iglesia.
And as a result,
y como resultado,
we will continue to reap the rewards.
Seguiremos levantando las bendiciones.
Please pray for the schools for the next 31 years, amen.
Oren por la escuela los siguientes 31 años.
All right, I'll just read a passage real quick here. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 4, verses 21 through 24, Pastor Myers asked me to ask about, preach about the investment Pacific Baptist has made in families and the next generation.
Pastor Myers me preguntó sobre hablar sobre lo que se ha invertido en las familias de nuestra iglesia en los próximos años.
I'll just read this in English. It says, and he spake unto the children of Israel, time here real quick. He spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it's mighty. And by the way, God's hand is mighty today as ever, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. In this passage, you see one generation.
En este pasaje encontramos a una generación
looking at what God had done in the past,
mirando lo que Dios había hecho en el pasado,
talking about what God was doing in the present,
mirando con sus ojos lo que Dios estaba haciendo en el presente,
and looking at what God would do in the future,
y mirando lo que Dios quería hacer en el futuro.
Isn't that what a day like today is all about?
Eso es lo que se trata hoy en día.
I hope that we will take some time to think about and thank God for what he's done in the past.
Sería bueno pararnos y darle gracias a Dios por lo que ha hecho en el pasado.
But I'm also thankful for what God's doing right now in the present.
Y también gracias a Dios por lo que está haciendo en el presente.
And we're excited about what God's going to do in the future.
Y estamos contentos de lo que Dios va a hacer en el futuro.
As I think about our families, I was thinking about Brother Ray here.
Hablando de nuestras familias, pensaba en el hermano Ray.
When he was reached at our church, he was, and he's admitted it before, backslidden.
Cuando él vino a nuestra iglesia y él lo dijo, estaba mal con Dios, resbalado.
They weren't in church.
No iba a la iglesia.
Weren't serving the Lord.
No servía a Dios.
But they came to Pacific Baptist Church.
Cuando vino a nuestra iglesia.
Men like Pastor Myers, Pastor Esposito, Brother Esposito, invested in them.
Como Pastor Myers, Pastor Esposito, invirtieron en la vida de él.
Now, Miss Hannah, not Pachardo anymore, Grandy is our church pianist.
Ahora, hermana Grande es la pianista de nuestra iglesia.
Isaac and Jairus are in Bible college.
Isaac y Jairus están en el colegio bíblico.
And their family is a blessing to our church.
Y su familia es una bendición a nuestra iglesia.
I think about the Lopezes. Oh,
pienso
right
en los
there.
López.
They were reached through the bus ministry.
Fueron alcanzados por este autobús.
And now Valerie's been a big part the last couple of years. I think she's leaving Pastor Myers' church office to work in the school. She's been on staff the last couple of years.
Valerie ahora estaba trabajando en la escuela y ahora va a ser maestra de escuela cristiana.
They weren't in church.
No iban a una iglesia.
I don't think they were saved.
No eran ni salvos.
Now Valerie works in the office.
Ahora Valerie trabaja en la oficina.
Frankie was in Bible college last
Frank
year.
Estaba en el colegio bíblico.
Children are in the Christian school.
En la escuela cristiana, los demás.
So what's the point? I'm thankful that Pacific Baptist Church reaches and invests in the family.
Me da gusto que la iglesia invierte y alcanza a aquellos.
I remember the first time we knocked on Miss Karen Rodriguez's door.
Me acuerdo la primera vez que tocamos la puerta de la hermana Karen Rodriguez.
The majority of her kids were not with her. They had been taken
la
away.
La mayoría de los hijos estaban quitados.
Today, Juana, she's somewhere back there.
Ahora, hoy Juana,
her daughter, I think in April, they're going to be going to Guatemala as missionaries.
Van a estar saliendo por Guatemala.
Most of us wouldn't know what to do Sunday night without Alvaro's Pacific Cafe and lattes.
Muchos no sabrían qué hacer con sus vidas con el café de Álvaro.
Renee is going to be in her second year at Pacific Baptist
Renee
Bible
va a estar
College.
En su segundo año del colegio bíblico.
And we can look at family after family after family
familia,
like that.
Familia tras familia.
Where God's brought them to our church.
Dios los trajo a nuestra iglesia.
Our church has invested in them.
Lo hemos invertido en ellos.
And now they're serving the Lord faithfully.
Y ahora están sirviendo a Dios.
Now I have other families here, but I will not for sake of time talk
pero
about
por causa
them.
De tiempo no voy a hablar de otras familias.
I'm also thankful for what God's doing right now.
Estoy agradecido con lo que Dios ha hecho ahorita.
I think of Brother Ruben Gonzalez and their family.
Doy gracias por Ruben González y su familia.
Reached within the past year.
Alcanzados por desde un año atrás.
I was driving the bus recently, Pastor Myers, and his daughters were serving in the bus.
Estaba manejando el autobús y miré a sus hijas servir en la ruta.
When we have soul winning, they're here for soul
winning. Cuando hay que ir a ganar almas, aquí están para ganar almas.
I think of Mary and Kevin.
Pienso en Mary Kevin.
Came back to the Lord recently. Now they're serving faithfully.
Regresaron y ahora están sirviendo fielmente.
Whenever there's a special event, they're out there cooking.
Siempre que hay algo especial, están allá cocinando.
And I have other families I could talk
about. Puedo hablar de más familias que puedo mencionar.
I'm thankful for what God's done for the family in the past.
Veo y le doy gracias a Dios lo que Dios ha hecho en las familias en el pasado.
I was going to talk about you guys, Martha, but I won't for sake of
time.
She said, thank you.
Iba a hablar de tiempo, pero gracias.
I'm glad for what God's doing through our church for the families right now.
Estoy agradecido lo que Dios ha hecho en las familias de nuestra iglesia.
But I'm also glad for what God will do through our families in the next generation.
Estoy agradecido con lo que Dios va a hacer en nuestras familias para las siguientes generaciones.
If you look at our bulletin,
si mira nuestro programa,
right now there's four or five first-time mothers on there.
Sabe, hay mamás que son primerizas.
I'm excited. Katie and Anthony just had their baby.
Katie y Anthony acaban de tener su bebé.
Brother Nick's gonna. Well, he's not gonna have. Miss Hannah's gonna have a baby soon.
Miss Hannah va a tener su bebé pronto.
And if you look, our church is full of second and third generation, whether it's babies, unborn babies, or young people that are gonna grow up and have an opportunity to serve God because
usted
of the
mira,
Pacific
Baptist Church. Hay generación segunda y tercera de niños que van a crecer en las familias de nuestra iglesia.
I'm thankful for the families that we've invested in the past.
Doy gracias a Dios por las familias que hemos podido invertir en el pasado.
I'm thankful that we're a family friendly and investing church here now.
Estoy agradecido por las que estamos invirtiendo en el presente.
And I look forward to what God will do through the family in the next
generation. Y agradecido por lo que Dios va a hacer para en el futuro.
Amen.
Gracias.
I'm thankful for Pacific Baptist Church investment in missions.
Doy gracias a Dios por nuestra iglesia que invierte en misiones.
Let me just read you the Great Commission passages here, Matthew 28:19-20. I'll read it in English first. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Por tanto, iré a ser discípulo a todas las naciones, bautizando en nombre del Padre, el Hijo y Espíritu Santo, enseñándoles que guarden todas las cosas que os he mandado, y aquí yo estoy con vosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo.
Someone once said, the mission of the church is missions.
Alguien dijo que la misión de la iglesia es misión.
Another missionary said, the mark of a great church is not its sending capacity, but its seating capacity, but its sending capacity.
Un misionero dijo que la grandeza de una iglesia no es cuántos tiene sentados, pero cuántos está mandando.
I'm so thankful for all the investment of Pacific Baptist Church had on missions.
Le doy gracias a Dios por el corazón de Pacific Baptist en cuanto a misiones.
We as a church invest heavily on missions.
Nosotros como iglesia invertimos fuertemente en misiones.
We give about $9,000 per month.
Damos cerca de $9,000 al mes.
To more than 80 missionaries around the world.
A más de 80 misioneros alrededor del mundo.
And whenever we see and hear souls being saved through our missions video updates from our missionaries.
Y cuando vemos videos o cartas de misioneros donde nos muestran gente salva.
We are reminded about our investment on the lost souls around the world.
Nos somos recordados sobre por qué estamos invirtiendo.
Not only we invest in missions through our financial giving.
No solamente invertimos a misiones a través de nuestro dar.
But also through sending our own people to on the mission field.
Pero también a través de el mandar nuestra propia gente al campo misionero.
We have about 9 family units serving in different countries of Southeast Asia.
Tenemos como 9 familias que están trabajando en un país en el sur de Asia.
In the 1040 window.
En la ventana 1040.
Say, what's the 1040 window?
¿Qué significa la ventana 1040?
That's the least evangelized countries in
que
the world.
Eso significa países donde el evangelio es muy escaso.
It's amazing what the Lord is doing in Cambodia.
Es increíble lo que Dios está haciendo en Camboya.
You're just going to have to see it for yourself.
Va a tener que ir y verlo por su propia cuenta.
There are 4 to 5 different village ministries.
Hay aproximadamente 45 ministerios en 45 aldeas.
Now that are now being led by the nationals.
Que están siendo ministradas por nacionales.
They have a celebration service once a month.
Tienen un servicio de celebración una vez al mes.
And there would be more than 300 people from different villages celebrate.
Y se reúnen y vienen diferentes aldeas para festejar ese día.
It's amazing what the Lord is doing there.
Es increíble lo que Dios está haciendo ahí.
And it's unheard of in a country like Cambodia.
Y es algo que no se oye en ese país de Cambodia.
It's a miracle also.
Es un milagro también.
What the Lord is doing in Laos.
Está haciendo el Señor en Laos.
Let me remind us that Laos is a communist country.
Déjeme recordarle que Laos es un país comunista.
You cannot go out door knocking.
No puedes salir a tocar puertas.
You cannot pass out a tract.
No puedes pasar tratados.
You cannot be preaching in the streets or even in a public place.
No puedes predicar en al aire libre ni tener un lugar público donde predicar.
But the last time we were there.
Pero la última vez que estuvimos ahí.
They also had a celebration service.
También tuvieron un servicio de celebración.
And we had to travel an hour and a half away.
Tuvimos que ir una hora y media de camino.
To a place where it's big enough to accommodate 150 people.
Para un lugar donde pudieran caber 150 personas.
And also to avoid red flag from the police.
Y también para no estar para que no llamáramos la atención a la policía.
That is a miracle.
Porque eso es ilegal, es un milagro.
Same thing in Thailand.
Igual en Tailandia.
Many people are turning to Christ from Buddhism.
Muchos se están convirtiendo a Cristo del budismo.
And the best part is this.
Y esto es lo mejor.
We're just starting to see the fruit of our investments.
Estamos comenzando a ver el fruto de nuestras misiones.
Thank you so much, church, for your investment in missions.
Gracias, iglesia, por dar a misiones, invertir para misiones.
By the way, missions is the very heartbeat of God.
Para todo esto, misiones es el palpitar de Dios.
We're looking forward to seeing more missionaries being sent out of our church.
Oramos poder ver más misioneros salir de nuestra iglesia al campo misionero.
Maybe it's your children that will be missionaries someday.
A lo mejor serán sus hijos que serán los que irán al campo misionero.
Maybe some of you young adults.
A lo mejor algunos de ustedes hombres maduros, jóvenes.
Or young married couples that will be the next missionaries.
O parejas jóvenes van a ser el próximo misioneros.
Maybe even some of the old folks like a John Castle.
A lo mejor algunos viejitos como John Castle.
I will take you. Thank you so much, Pacific Baptist Church, for your investment.
Gracias,
in
Iglesia,
missions.
Por su correcto corazón de invertir.
Amen.
So, if you have your Bibles, please. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. Turn to Matthew chapter 19.
Si tiene sus Biblias, Mateo 19.
I've been to our church here since 1991.
He estado en nuestra iglesia desde 1991.
And we're at our 31st birthday.
Y estamos celebrando nuestro 31 aniversario.
Before I came to our church, I went to bigger Southern Baptist churches.
Antes de venir a esta iglesia, yo estaba yendo a unas iglesias grandes del sur.
And I remember my first Sunday.
Y me acuerdo en mi primer domingo.
I was imagining a big building.
Me imaginaba un edificio enorme.
I was imagining a steeple.
Una gran cúbica.
I was imagining stained glass windows.
O ventanas de vidrio.
I was imagining a gymnasium.
Un gimnasio me imaginaba. Un estacionamiento grande.
But my mom drove through this alley.
Y mamá trajo por este pasillo.
And I saw a building in the alley.
Y miré un edificio en el callejón.
With barbed wire fence.
Con alambre de púas arriba.
And a sign over the barbed wire fence.
Y un rótulo adentro.
That said Cambodian Baptist Church.
Y decía Iglesia Bautista Camboriana.
That wasn't the worst thing.
Eso no era lo peor.
My mom parked.
Se parqueó.
I saw the kids and the people running around.
Se llenó de gente ahí.
And they had Air Jordans, all of them.
Y traían todos tenis Jordans.
Not those type of Air Jordans. Air Jordans that were flip-flops.
Andaban todos con huaraches, más bien.
Kids wearing shorts.
Con chores.
Hair's not cold.
Los despeinados.
He was one of them.
Él era uno de ellos.
And I'm thinking, what in the world?
Y dije, ¿qué es esto?
Is this a refugee camp?
¿Ese es un campamento de refugiados? ¿Dónde está la iglesia?
We've come a long way.
Hemos venido hemos llegado, Dios nos ha traído hasta acá.
Here in a couple of months we're getting to be done with phase one in the building and we're getting to this nice building.
Unos cuantos meses ya terminaremos la fase 1 del edificio.
We enjoy air conditioning.
Disfrutamos aire acondicionado.
But that was not always the case.
Pero no siempre fue así.
I remember we had a basketball league.
Tuvimos una liga de básquetbol, me acuerdo.
And in the 90s it was a big gang war here in Long Beach.
En los 90s era había mucho pleito entre las pandillas.
Violence was a lot worse back then than it is now.
La violencia en la calle era más grande que lo que es ahorita.
Just Twitter and the internet and the news didn't focus on it as much, I guess. Pero
ya antes no se enfocaban tanto como ahora.
We're playing basketball.
Estamos jugando basketball.
And some gangsters came in.
Y algunos cholos vinieron.
You see, we had a gate and they opened up the gate.
Teníamos una puerta, una puerta y abrieron la puerta y vinieron.
And they were beating people up.
Y empezaban a golpear a algunos.
And me and Brother Riff.
Y yo y Brother Riff,
we're one of them,
y estábamos ahí,
and we saw this thing happening.
Y vimos a esto suceder.
Now God didn't make a fool. I mean, my mom didn't raise a fool.
Mi mamá no hizo un tonto de mí.
And I was courageous enough.
Y tenía la suficiente valentía que cuando vi eso,
run the other way.
Corrí al otro lado, amén.
And we had one guy. Come here.
Y teníamos a alguien enfrente. Y Red me estaba usando a mí como su guardaespalda. Todo el hombre de tatuaje. Y estaba pegando. Yo estaba enfrente. ¿Qué haces cuando alguien te está pegando? Me agaché. Y le pegó al que estaba atrás de mí en la cara.
And I was running and laughing.
Y estaba corriendo y riéndome.
We're having a good time because nobody died.
Me estaba riendo porque a nadie le pegué.
And I told him, that's what you get for trying to make me a human shield.
Eso te pasa por hacerme una. Oh man, you gotta go slowly, man. I'm tired already. I'm tired.
Our church.
Hey, who's preaching here? Who's translating for you already?
Our church was primarily young people.
Nuestra iglesia primordialmente estaba joven.
God's brought us a long way.
Dios nos ha traído muy lejos.
You know, the young people are the future of our church.
Los jóvenes es el futuro de nuestra iglesia.
You look at all the leadership right now in the church.
Si tú miras todo el liderazgo en nuestra iglesia,
you look at all the workers,
y todos los trabajadores,
literally the majority of them,
la mayoría de ellos,
are the young people,
son los jóvenes,
that were running away from that fight,
que estaban corriendo de ese pleito,
and that were serving in during that time,
y que estaban sirviendo en ese tiempo.
Young people are the future of the church.
Nuestros jóvenes es el futuro de nuestra iglesia.
You think of David.
Pensamos en David.
A young person.
Un joven.
Grew up to be a great king.
Llegó a ser un gran rey.
Daniel and three Hebrew children.
Daniel y sus tres amigos hebreos.
Most of the disciples were under the age of 12 and some were teenagers.
Muchos de los discípulos eran jóvenes. Eran menores de 20 años.
Think of all the young people from our church.
Piensa en todos los jóvenes de nuestra iglesia.
You think of the Vongs. They came when they were younger.
Piensa en los Vongs que vinieron o estaban jóvenes. Los Tongleys.
I remember knocking on Savani and Buna's door.
Me acuerdo tocar la puerta de Savani and Buna's door.
Deborah,
la puerta.
And on most of our staff.
Y la mayoría de los líderes.
Those that are working in the bus, they're all young people.
Que trabajaban en la ruta eran jóvenes.
A lot of, you look at our church now, a lot of young people.
Mira nuestra iglesia, muchos jóvenes.
Young people are the future of the church.
Los jóvenes el futuro de la iglesia.
By the way, there's a lot of potential in the young people.
Para todo esto hay mucho potencial en los jóvenes.
The Bible says, "Let no man despise your."
Primera Timoteo dice, ninguno tenga en poco tu juventud.
Young people can do something for God.
Haga algo para Dios, jóvenes.
You think of the fast food restaurants.
Piense en un restaurante de comida rápida.
Most of them are run by young people.
La mayoría las corren, los corren los jóvenes.
Chick-fil-A is not open today.
Hoy no está abierto Chick-fil-A.
One of my favorite restaurants.
Uno de los lugares favoritos.
Go to Popeyes.
Vaya.
I hear they have good chicken.
Vaya a comer algo más.
But they have mayonnaise in there, so maybe not.
I'm sorry, brother.
Just go, brother. Go. Just go.
But the restaurant, they're run by young people.
Los restaurantes los corren los jóvenes.
Young people can make a big difference.
Los jóvenes pueden hacer una gran diferencia.
What do we do as a church?
¿Qué hacemos como iglesia?
Boy, we got to see the potential of young people.
Tenemos que ver el potencial de los jóvenes.
Hitler said this.
Hitler dijo esto.
And I'm not a fan of Hitler.
Y no soy un admirador de Hitler.
But he said this statement that was true.
Pero dijo algo y esta frase que es verdad.
He said he alone.
Él solo.
Who owns the youth?
Que tiene los jóvenes.
Gains the future.
Puede encontrar el futuro.
Here's a man that almost took over the world.
Un hombre que poco le faltó poder conquistar el mundo.
With that belief.
Con esa creencia.
I came from Cambodia.
Yo vine de Cambodia.
And you see the Holocaust that happened there.
Y usted miró el holocausto que sucedió ahí.
A man, Pol Pot.
Un hombre llamado Jokoa.
Killed millions of his own people.
Mató a millones de su gente.
With a ragtag army.
Con un ejército bajo.
With a bunch of young people.
Con muchos jovencitos.
What a difference.
¿Qué diferencia?
What do we do?
¿Qué hacemos?
Invest in our young people.
Invertir en nuestros jóvenes.
Train our young people.
Entrenar a nuestros jóvenes.
Believe in our young people.
Creer en nuestros jóvenes.
We always think, oh man, back in the olden days.
Decimos, en aquellos tiempos antiguos.
You guys were wimps.
Éramos débiles.
I used to walk in the snow.
Caminaba en la nieve.
Barefoot.
Descalzo.
Uphill.
De subida.
Both ways.
De ida y venida.
Our burritos didn't even have beans.
Y no teníamos nada.
Just air burritos.
No más.
You guys have it made.
Ustedes la tienen hecha, decimos.
But we forget the struggles that they face now.
Olvidamos las pruebas que ellos tienen.
Believe in our young people.
Creer en nuestros jóvenes.
Here's a big one, and I'll be finished. Push your young people to God.
Empuja a tus hijos a Dios
and his will.
Y su voluntad.
Matthew 19, 12, 14.
Mateo 18.
The Bible says, Jesus said unto them, suffer little children.
Jesús dijo,
forbid them not to come unto me.
Dejarlos, se indignó y dijo, dejarlos venir a mí.
How many parents?
¿Cuántos padres?
How many people?
¿Cuánta gente?
Have unintentionally,
desintencionalmente,
forbid young people
detener a sus
from
hijos
going to God
de venir a Dios
because of a career,
por una carrera,
because of money,
por el dinero,
because of prestige,
por prestigio,
and say, hey, I want you to do this instead.
Y decirle, hey, quiero que hagas mejor esto.
Forbid not the children to come. Let's do our best to invest
in our young people. No detenga a tus hijos de venir a Dios. Amen. Amen. Now, who's going to translate for me? One of the things I admire about our church, it's the, you know, this is a multi-international church. Una de las cosas que me gusta de nuestra iglesia es que es una iglesia internacional. Even within the Spanish, it's so international because they're all in different, but first of all, not every Hispanic is Mexican. Get that out of your way. Oh, I can sit down now. No, just kidding. Una de las cosas que me gusta es que no todos los hispanos son mexicanos. And don't call every Hispanic Mexican because they do get offended. Not all Asians are chinos. Right? And they do get offended too. But you know, one of the things I really admire about our church is the international. It's how we can serve God with one purpose. You know, we're all here with one purpose. And it's not about who we are, it's about who He is. Lo que me gusta de nuestra iglesia es que no se trata de qué nacionalidad yo soy, se trata de a quien sirvo, y es Dios. And you know, as going out soul winning, you know, I'm blessed because when we go out, I get to take a track from four ministries. Llevo un tratado de cuatro ministerios. Filipinos, well, they speak English, but there's a track. Hay un tratado de ellos, track. English, Filipino, Cambodian, and Spanish. Llevamos un tratado de diferentes nacionalidades. Y una de las cosas de Long Beach es que es una ciudad internacional. One of the things about Long Beach is they're very international, you know, in the city. So I get to invite people to a church that even though it's different nationalities, we still have the same goal. Be like Christ. Amen. Una iglesia que aunque tenemos diferentes nacionalidades, todavía los traemos con un propósito, seguir a Cristo. Y hay iglesias, I don't know who mentioned it, there's churches don't have what we have. Hay iglesias que no tienen lo que tenemos. Ellos tienen o son español, o son inglés, o son filipino, o son camboriano. Churches, they're not like us. There's churches where they're either Filipinos, they're either Cambodians, they're either Spanish, or they're either only English, but they don't have any other ministries. And we get to go and be an impact to all. Y nosotros me gusta que podemos ir a hacer un impacto a todos. And that's why I'm grateful for Pacific Baptist. Y por eso estoy contento en nuestra iglesia. Pastor Myers. Yeah, I'll sit here.
All right, thankful for these men. Let's all stand together. I hope you're thankful for our church.
Ojalá que esté contento de nuestra iglesia.
And we have a great church. We have great people.
Tenemos una gran iglesia porque tenemos grande gente.
And we're looking forward to continue to make an impact in this community
y,
and the world.
Sentimos y oramos seguir haciendo un impacto en nuestra comunidad.
All right, let's pray and then we'll be dismissed.
Vamos a orar, vamos a estar.